Isabel Steele thought that women could write a lot more if they didn't have to do housework. And I agree with Joan Rivers when she said, I hate housework. You make the bed, you wash the dishes, and 6 months later you have to start all over again. So I say to heck with it. I believe you have a choice between a clean house or a finished story. And as writers, our choice is obvious. Quentin Crisp said, there's no need to do housework at all because after the first 4 years, the dust doesn't get any worse. But after my friend Joe asked me to clean his house, I realized that it could get worse, a lot worse. Since his wife died 10 years ago, Joe had not cleaned or thrown anything away. Just like the TV show Hoarders, his house didn't need cleaning, it needed excavating. Though A.A. Milne once said, one of the great advantages of being disorderly is that one is constantly making exciting discoveries. I don't believe the discoveries he had in mind were a refrigerator filled with a green primordial ooze and petrified pieces, moldering soda bottles, and sticky eggshells packed 5 feet tall, all topped with a layer of dust that actually measured an inch thick. I was reminded of what Phyllis Diller used to tell strangers when they came to her house. She'd look around and say, my God, who could have done this? I have no enemies. I wanted to clean Joe's house for 10 years, but he wouldn't let me. And after he suffered a stroke, he finally asked for my help. While he recovered, I tossed out trash, filling a 40-yard dumpster. Then I made one of those exciting discoveries, a stack of poems Joe had written. I had no idea my friend was a poet. My favorite was called A Library. On yellowed paper, it was probably one of the last he'd composed before the dust got too deep to find a pen. Here it is. To build a library would seem a noble deed, a place where one might sit and read, to walk among the words of man and see into his mind, and tread the footsteps that have weathered time, or perhaps to sit and read a simple rhyme. Yes, to build a library is a noble deed, but I think it better to teach someone to read, and the books they read might someday be the seed of that noble deed. After reading this, I realized that housework does not detract from writing. It enables it. A little housework, a little writing, balance is the key. So I cleaned out his desk, which contained firecrackers and screwdrivers, but no writing implements. Then I filled it with pencils, pens, and paper, hoping that if he could find his supplies, he would write again. When I finished cleaning his house, I made another exciting discovery. I learned that we are not defined by our dust. We are defined by what lies beneath.